The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right. Thanks for tuning in here at the second hour National Intel Report with Chris Steiner, who's substitute hosting today. My site is theliberationstation.com. We're speaking with Dr. Brian Artis, and you can reach us at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, and toll free 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Dr. Artis, we're talking about remdesivir. If you'd like to, you want to continue that thought on remdesivir from the last hour?
Sure. Yeah. So just real quickly, and then we'll talk about why it's still important that we want to warn people about the hospitals and what they're doing with this drug. Everybody just needs to know remdesivir is dangerous. Dr. Ryan Cole told me to tell everybody to call it run. Death is near. You can't remember what to call it. But in December of 2019 is when the Ebola trial was published. In that publishing, we found out that remdesivir was the most failed and least effective and most deadly in the drug trial. The very next month, January of 2020, Anthony Fauci and the NIH grant Gilead, who makes remdesivir, they give them the green light, even though the study most recently that just published the month before, that it failed and killed more people than anybody else in the Ebola trial. The NIH turns around and gives Gilead the opportunity to do a cohort study. They're going to take 53 COVID-19 positive patients from around the world, and they're going to give them 10 days of remdesivir. Over a three-month period is this trial, January through March of 2020. They published their conclusions, and the conclusions were this. When they gave the patients 5 to 10 days of remdesivir who were COVID-19 PCR positive, they actually found 23% of all of them who were on remdesivir developed while on remdesivir acute kidney failure, multiple organ failure. This is 25% of everybody, by the way. Acute kidney failure, multiple organ failure, septic shock, and hypotension. Another 8% couldn't even take the drug for 10 days because their liver toxicity levels were too high on their blood work. They were going into liver failure. And then a couple people had to have kidney transplants because remdesivir killed their kidneys. So this is how deadly the drug was. They found it caused organ failure in 5 to 10 days in 31% of everyone they gave that drug to. So I immediately went into the media to let everybody know that Anthony Fauci's quoted studies on why he was picking remdesivir for COVID-19 patients was the reason why doctors in New York were reporting in March and April of 2020 that every patient they were treating, there was this high percentage of all of them that were developing acute kidney failure within 24 hours of treatment. And that was because they were using an experimental drug called remdesivir. I knew this was the reason because the study from Gilead confirmed that 31% of people were getting acute kidney failure in 5 to 10 days. It has now been since then that in October of 2021, we got the CMS data from just New York State as a whole. The published data in CMS.gov, which is Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, with the help of Thomas Renz, the attorney, and his CMS whistleblowers. We know that every Medicare-aged patient in New York in the first year and a half of the pandemic who got 5 days of remdesivir, which is the actual treatment period for remdesivir and COVID, for every Medicare patient in New York who got 5 days of remdesivir, 26.9% of all of them died. That is exactly in the range of what Gilead published for multiple organ failure, kidney failure in 5 to 10 days in March of 2020. And it was exactly what I've been talking about nonstop since the beginning. And I will tell you, I don't know if anybody on this show is a sports fan, but I found it just phenomenal. I actually went to New Jersey this last week and was at an event that Marcus Allen, the Hall of Fame football player for the Los Angeles Raiders, he walked up to me and recognized me that I was the doctor in the public talking about remdesivir poisoning and warning people about hospital protocols. He started telling me that I solely was responsible for saving his 87-year-old father's life, that he saw my videos, and when his dad went into a hospital and was admitted for something else, they then turned around, the doctors did, and called Marcus Allen's family and said, your dad is in acute kidney failure. He needs to go. He's COVID-19 positive, and we need to put him on remdesivir. And Marcus Allen told me that he got on the phone and he didn't care what doctor it was that answered the phone. He was going to chew him out. And then he started giving all the statistics that he learned from me about remdesivir. And he said there was no way on the planet I was letting them pump that drug into my dad. And my dad, we got him out of the hospital. And I just want you to know, I actually started crying. He said, I just want you to know you single-handedly saved my dad's life. And he's at home and well. They would have killed him in the hospital just like you taught us. And anyway, that was just a awesome moment for me. And
I bet.
Just to have
that's
this
always
guy.
Wonderful to hear those stories where somebody feels deserving enough to pursue their own health and question all the, you know, it's so much easier when Fauci is so given such questionable advice all the time and flip-flopping. So yeah, it's great to see somebody who you win over, and when you save their life, it's really doubtful that they'll ever go back. Like it might be on other issues, but they're, you know, they see that all their,
it was just
their
really
relatives
great.
They can help
really
other people
to just
too.
Know you're helping people.
Right. And folks should know that if they want to get medical directives on your website, Dr. Artis, you can click on the resources tab at thedrartisshow.com. That's Dr. Brian Artis's website, thedrartisshow.com. Click on resources and then click on find forms and documents, and you'll see the medical directives there. And here in Florida, for instance, folks should be aware of the patient's bill of rights. And when you go into a hospital as a patient advocate, when you have someone who's willing to stand on their own two feet for you in a hospital, then make sure that they go in with a clipboard with you and start taking names of the doctors and nurses who should then be put on notice that they're having their names taken. That's a requirement of the Florida Bill of Rights, that you have a right to know all the people who are caring for the person for whom you're advocating. So, you know, make sure that you've got these medical directives to not be treated with remdesivir if you're of our same persuasion. And yeah, that should save some more lives there for you, doctor, with Dr. Artis.
Yeah, the advanced medical directive is the first form on the resources page. And then the second form is the medical power of attorney form. And it doesn't matter where you get them. These are just conveniently located on that website. I'm trying to make it convenient for people to get them. But everybody should sign those. Initial what you consent to or do not consent to in the way of COVID-19 treatments. That's on the advanced medical directive form for physicians. The first form on there. You initial what you don't consent to. And then you also sign it, get it notarized. That makes it a legal binding document. And please have these with you. Save them on your phone. Scan them. Save them on your phone. Put them in your car. Have them in a folder in your home. Make sure people know you have a medical power of attorney to speak on your behalf. And then make sure you have your medical directive, advanced directive form. Everybody should have that. Everybody. And it is true. I will say right now, there are better options early treatment-wise that you can trust that are much safer, much more effective. And you can get some of those resources. For example, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, zinc, they all work. If you want resources for those, MyFreeDoctor.com gives out free prescriptions. They do ask for donations, but you don't have to give any. They're still going to give you the prescription. The only problem then is you got to go get it filled. And there are some pharmacies, the big box pharmacies, won't fill it. So before you go to MyFreeDoctor.com, make sure you find close to you. Just look up online. Look up mom and pop size pharmacies, or look up the word compound pharmacies. Those are not usually large retail boxes or stores or pharmacies. You need to find a local compound pharmacy or mom and pop shop, individually owned pharmacy. Take down their info, like the address, the pharmacy's name, because when the doctors at MyFreeDoctor.com communicate back with you, they want to know what pharmacy to direct on your prescription to have it filled at. You're going to be most likely to get it from a compound pharmacist, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, if you want those. Or you can go to SynergyHealthDPC.com, SynergyHealthDPC.com. Ryan Weinstein's the CEO of that company. They actually do it a little bit different. You pay an upfront fee, and then a nurse practitioner or doctor will call you on the phone, go over your medical history, and then determine what it is you need. And if you need hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or anything else for that matter, medication-wise, they have connections to compound pharmacies around the country, and they get the compound pharmacies to direct mail you your medication so you don't have to go looking for it. But these are the things you want on hand at home for preventative measures, because sure enough, more variants are coming. About 4 weeks ago, the Department of Health and Human Services Secretary for the United States, last name Becerra, B-E-C-E-R-R-A, said that there's a new COVID playbook with all the new variants that they know are coming out. So they're not giving this up. They're coming out with more. So you might want to have some of this stuff on hand. But I just want you to know there's resources for you. Also, if people want NAC and zinc and selenium, these are all protective. Vitamin C, for example, you can go to thedrartistshow.com if you don't have other resources. But we have a shop button there for people if they want some of those supplements. I have my own formulations, but you don't need those. You can go get it anywhere else. It doesn't matter. You want to support me? Great. You want to support somebody else? Go get it. I don't care. The goal is to make sure that we're thwarting the agenda to cause mass harm and death through poisoning you with remdesivir, sedating you to put you on a vent with drugs like morphine, midazolam, Presidex, lorazepam, and fentanyl, all of which over a 9 to 10 day period will kill you. So there's poisons they're using to kill everybody in hospitals. The average day of death, they're not killing everybody, but they're killing 26.9% of all Medicare age patients with remdesivir and venting them to death. And the average day of death is day 9. They know that cocktail works of those deadly poisons. And then they got vaccines they want to inject to you that were made by the same drug companies that they know are poisonous too. So I would go the all natural route and use things that have been FDA approved, safe and effective, like hydroxychloroquine for 70 years. And then ivermectin has been FDA approved for 20 years, but been used for 40. And it only has worldwide, I'm not kidding, the serious adverse events reports, life-threatening side effects of ivermectin for 40 years. There's only like 12 deaths that have even been linked possibly to ivermectin. And it's already had like 4 billion doses given out over those 40 years. The safety profile is incredible. So anyway, it's phenomenal. Yeah. Way safer than anything they're getting promoted in the media as far as drugs and pharmaceutical answers like vaccines and remdesivir. So please avoid the hospitals as much as possible. There are resources. Dr. Stella Emanuel, she has drstellamd.com. She can help you get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. Also, I'm not a prescribing medical doctor. I'm just a chiropractor, retired. So I can help you with the natural resources, but other people have great telemedicine options and are there to serve and protect.
Great, good resources. I'll put those in the chat room and on the Facebook Live feed so folks know that those sites, again, are Synergy Health DPC. Synergy is spelled S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y. D as in door, P as in Paul, C as in cat. Synergy Health DPC, is that? Yeah. And MyFreeDoctor.com is the other site. We have calls lining up here. We've got a couple calls on the line we'll get to. If you'd like to reach us, the numbers are 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And if your calling plan doesn't allow that or if the lines are busy, then try the toll-free number 512-248 pardon me, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And please donate to Republic to keep the network going and growing. And we're speaking with Dr. Brian Artis here. Let's first get to Dave in New York. What's on your mind?
Hello. Dr. Artis, I was wondering, I think that's very good that that you gave out data and people actually looked at the data and they used it. They're believers in something other than what's on TV, I guess. But there are many people who have listened and listened to TV, and they have listened to some data, and they believe that the vaccine is effective to some degree, or they believe it's really effective. But my question is, are there not studies, numerous studies, that show that the vaccine has some efficacy against at least the original Alpha and the Delta and some other versions like that, variants? And that from this, they are deriving their interest in getting the vaccine, regardless of whether those variants are almost extinct now. Aren't there studies showing that the vaccine does have efficacy to reduce the symptoms of severe COVID?
Great question. So a couple thoughts I'll express. The answer is yes, there are a lot of early research studies, a lot of them, that were published stating and concluding that the vaccines were providing immunity to the original variants. But I have to talk on those. So I just want everyone to know watching right now, 85% of every single research study that is published on any medical journal platform, the Lancet, British Medical Journal, the JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, or PubMed.gov, it doesn't matter. 85% of all of them, all studies are actually written by ghostwriters that the pharmaceutical companies hire to write them. They want information concluded from studies that fits the pharmaceutical company's narrative. So you can't really trust all the research studies. However, with that said, that means there's like 15% of them you can trust. All right, so let me just tell you, it is absolutely true. What they were confirming was, when you get the mRNA vaccines or the Johnson & Johnson shot or the AstraZeneca shot, what they were publishing was within the first 10 to 14 days, there was a massive production of antibodies from the shots. That's the whole point of a vaccine, by the way, is to try to create an abundance of antibodies to protect the person from future exposure to a virus. In this case, the SARS-CoV-2 virus. I just want you to know, it is very effective at producing antibodies. The truth is, I could put any poison inside of you, and your body will create a whole bunch of antibodies in the first week or two to try to handle the poison, and then those antibodies will start to reduce as the body eliminates the poison from the body. There's this natural ebb and flow of antibodies when you're exposed to an infection from a bacteria, virus, fungus, or parasite, or a poison. Your body will make antibodies, a huge amount, and then it will actually reduce its own antibody load over the next several weeks as your body gets rid of the actual poison. You don't need as many antibodies. This is natural. So the fact that they're injecting some poison inside of you, of course you're going to make antibodies. Then as your body starts shedding it in the way of pooping it out, peeing it out, sweating it out, coughing it out, or bleeding it out in the case of a female, vaginally, as you eliminate the poison, the antibody load's going to go down. And this is exactly what's happening. So none of us in the scientific community are surprised that you see a natural increase in antibodies. This is not a joke. Most of the COVID child vaccine...
Brian, but does this reduce severe
Mike,
symptoms?
Pardon me, Dave. Hold on a moment. Yeah. We're going to break there. Hold that thought. Bookmark that spot in your brain. We'll be back with Dr. Brian Artis here on National Intel Report. Chris Steiner, substitute hosting. Please stay tuned, and we'll get to your calls after Dave in New York as well. So come right back, and we'll be right with you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Irregular bumper music I'm not used to, so I wasn't sure if that was a commercial starting out. This is Chris Steiner with you for the next 35 minutes with Dr. Brian Artis. And Dave in New York, hold on just a moment. Dr. Artis is re-entering the shot here on camera. He's a very busy man, so give us just a moment, and there we go. I got you back on screen, I think. All right, Dave in New York, where would you like to come back with where you left off there?
Yes, I wanted to I think the information is great about the 85% ghost writers. That's his opinion, and that's what his information is, I'm sure. I want to know, do you think, Dr. Artis, that the vaccine did offer some reduction in the severity of COVID for people who might have gotten those more dangerous strains, based on what you've seen?
Dangerous? You mean the original Alpha being more dangerous?
Like Alpha, Delta, whatever, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And are you asking maybe for people like, you know, who may have COPD, like I've heard Dr. McCullough say, one of his patients with COPD would benefit from it, and I wouldn't agree with that myself, but I couldn't pay me enough money to take COVID shot or any vaccine. But that's my answer. I have to say that off the bat. So I don't know if that's...
No, the answer isn't about taking the vaccine or not. It's about did it have any efficacy against severe disease?
I will actually tell you, Dave, my thoughts. I actually don't believe it provided any benefits whatsoever to any variant of any kind. For those who are virologists and those who are vaccine experts, I would defer to a guy named Geert van der Bosch. That guy absolutely said from the beginning, this will do nothing but create more serious illness for the future variants and help spawn other variants. It's just going to push it and make it more deadly, which is one of the reasons why when the Delta variant came out, those who actually got the shots for the Alpha and Beta versions, why it was there was a more severe outcome for them. And that was true in the UK, throughout Israel. Every time they got a booster shot, they actually had an explosion. Higher percentage of those who got the shots ended up in hospitals with the next variant and deaths.
I understand all that, but early on, it could have provided some benefit. The fact that it does natural selection of variants is not an answer to that particular issue. But there's one other issue regarding the bad batches and the dosing study that was apparently done by the pharmaceutical companies. I think this was all analyzed by some different folks and came out with from Kirsch or other people. But do you know if there's any if there's any relationship between the badness of the batch or the dosing and long-term effects like VADs or some of these other long-term effects that are coming out?
Yeah, so number one, if you haven't studied vaccines for a long time, I've actually been studying CDC documents surrounding childhood vaccines and flu vaccines for 22 years. No, sorry. Yeah, since 2001. So it's been 21 years. You have to know, if you don't study vaccine and vaccine production, you're going to have a hard time understanding that all of the lots are not the same. So there is no way on the planet you can have multiple manufacturers, multiple manufacturing plants releasing different batches and lot numbers that are being distributed to various parts of the country. They are not the same. So they all will have varied amounts or different amounts. Some will be more diluted. Some may not have anything in it at all. The fact that they rushed this the way they did, knowing vaccine production for the last 21 years, I wouldn't be surprised if Pfizer just released a ton of, and Moderna in the beginning, a ton of saline shots in the beginning to convince people the vaccines weren't causing harm. I mean, there's no way that they didn't do this. It's actually, let me just tell you, it's actually, what's her name? Karen Kingston. And Steve Kirsch and those and others were the ones that brought to light the information. And Dr. Jane Ruby brought all to light all the information on the most dangerous batches. And that is true. There's going to be batches that are going to be less diluted and more convoluted than others. And yes, they will create harm in different demographics for years. They have split up the same batches among multiple cities to try to hide their negative effects.
All right, we'll be right back.
So that could have happened
We have another commercial. Hold on, Dave. We'll get right back to you real quick. Get one more comment from you. Folks should check out howbadismybatch.com and howbad.info if they want to see what might be hacked information from Pfizer to see how bad their batch is. We'll be right back here with Dr. Artis on National Intel Report. I'm Chris Steiner. Stay tuned.
Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back here speaking to Dr. Artis on National Intel Report. I'm Chris Steiner filling in today and speaking with Dave in New York. But first, Dave, before you comment, I wanted to see, oh, I guess Dave is gone. All right. So now I just wanted to comment, Dr. Artis, that with whenever they talk about antibodies in the news or would talk about immunity, they're only referring to antibody immunity. They're almost never talking about T-cell immunity, which should be most important. A lot of people don't develop antibody immunity, according to a study from last year, September 2021. And just we'll get to you, Pat and Ron. You just got on the line, so we'll get to you as well. Study September 2021 and published in Emerging Infectious Diseases on Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Even Forbes reported this study in their article. 36% of those who had COVID-19 didn't develop antibodies, study says, by Bruce Y. Lee, September 5th, 2021. So apparently people, some folks have a T-cell reaction, not a which heads the infection off at the pass, not an antibody reaction, which wouldn't that happen, Dr. Artis, only if there were a long-term or a chronic infection with COVID?
Yes, I want to confirm that, too. You're right. T-cells are actually what are proving in your body's own immune system to provide long-term immunity. There's also what are called long-lived plasma cells that your body creates as a reaction to having an infection. And that was already proven by the University of Washington at St. Louis last summer, that people who got COVID in their bone marrow, they already had these long-living plasma cells, which they stated, confirmed, you have long-term indefinite immunity against COVID and any variant. So I would trust your natural immunity over any suggested marketed COVID-19 vaccine immunity, for sure. But I will speak on this. I don't know if you're aware of this or your audience is. The CDC oversees vaccine approval. That's their job for all vaccines. Childhood vaccines, for sure. And what they do is every time a pharmaceutical company is experimenting to create a new vaccine that they want on the childhood schedule that the CDC oversees, the CDC tells the manufacturer the only thing they have to prove to the CDC is that the shot they've created creates at the local site of injection an antibody response, an immune response at the injection site. If they can prove that, then the CDC will move forward to insert that into their schedule. Now, the disturbing part about that is if you take a dead bacteria or dead virus and inject it into a mammal or a human, the body won't make antibodies to a dead pathogen, which is what they're using, or a part of a pathogen. So in order to show to the CDC that their shot is producing antibodies or an immune reaction at the site, early on, pharmaceutical companies realized they had to put stuff in the shots that the human body would make an immune reaction to. So what they decided to do was to take other animals' tissue cells and put it in the shot. And then they would inject that into a person. And the human body's immune system, when it recognizes foreign DNA, it will always attack it. So they put, for example, monkey kidney cells inside childhood vaccines. And when they inject it into you, the human body goes, what in the world is monkey DNA doing in here? And it will send all these antibodies to destroy the tissue around the needle injection site. Also, they put things like formaldehyde, or they put in mercury or aluminum, because they know when they inject metal into your body, which is toxic, the human body is going to send a ton of white blood cells there called antibodies to attack it and start detoxing it out of your body. So all they have to do is prove that when they make an injection here, then take a blood sample, they see a whole bunch of antibodies, white blood cells, CD4, CD8 cells, it doesn't matter. When they see it, they can tell the CDC, hey, we got an immune response with our shot. That's the reason why pharmaceutical drug companies that make vaccines put things like embryo cells in there, kidney cells from monkeys, aluminum, formaldehyde, mercury, thimerosal. The reason why they add what are called adjuvants, A-D-J-U-V-A-N-T, adjuvants are additives to a vaccine that are not the actual thing you're trying to produce an antibody against to get people to get the vaccine. So they'll take like an attenuated or dead flu virus particle and then throw aluminum in there and then inject it into you. And your body's reacting to the aluminum, not the virus, not the dead virus. It's reacting to the aluminum. And the CDC will go, oh, your shot makes a whole bunch of antibodies. That's great. Now we'll put it on the schedule, or we'll give it to the elderly or the children. So just so you know, when you're looking at vaccine studies, your body's going to make a reaction to the crap they're putting in there. So for the Pfizer and Moderna shots, they have a chemical inside the shots that they advertise. It's called polyethylene glycol 2000. Polyethylene glycol is also in antifreeze. So if I injected you with antifreeze, you're going to make a whole bunch of antibodies to get rid of that toxic element. That's why it's in the shot. They call it a preservative, but it's in there to elicit the immune reaction. Your body doesn't like toxic chemicals. It's going to go attack it. That's why it's in there. Don't inject toxic chemicals in your body. Okay. Number two, Johnson & Johnson shot has something, a chemical called polysorbate 80. Polysorbate 80 is only put in shots because they know for decades polysorbate 80, it actually punches holes in your blood-brain barrier to let the other stuff in the shot get to your brain to cause neurological damage and inflammation, leading to things like Guillain-Barré syndrome that looks like polio, or to lead to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. Now, I have to tell you, this is for your audiences forever. Just so you know, there's no one else on the planet that has been told, besides me, that I am number one on an assassination list by Pfizer and Big Pharma. Only me. There's a reason, because I will talk you through what they're doing. So I just want you to know, when people would come to me in my practice for 20 years, they would go like this: "Hey, Dr. Artis, should I get a flu shot this year?" And I'd look at them and I'd go like this: "Well, why would you get a flu shot?" And they would go, "Well, my doctor told me that I should get a flu shot because of my age." And I'd go, "Well, why did he tell you you need a flu shot?" And they'd go, "Well, they said 30,000 people died last year of the flu." And I'd go, "Okay, is that true?" And they'd go, "I don't know." And I'd go, "Did you see it in the news?" "Oh, yeah, I've seen those numbers in the news." And I'd go, "Great. Well, did 30,000 people die last year of the flu?" "Well, that's what the news and my doctor said." And then I'd go, "Great, let me show you the CDC documents from last year." And never in the 10 years I used to hand people this 170-page report, never, ever was there ever more than 300 people who died in America from the flu. But that is not what the CDC was telling you and telling the news and telling your doctors. They were actually giving you the pneumonia death numbers, calling it the flu. They were lying to you. So I would look at these people, I'd go like this. I'd show them the document, and then they'd go, "I guess I don't need the flu shot." And I'd go, "No." But I will tell you the scenario in which I would encourage you every year to get the flu shot. And they would go, "What's that, Dr. Artis?" And I'd go, "If you hate your wife or your spouse, or you hate your children, or you hate your life, you hate your home, you hate your career, and you want to be able to forget everything about your life and develop dementia, you should get a flu shot every year, because there's a direct correlation to the amount of aluminum in those shots. And if you get one every year, the likelihood of you developing dementia and Alzheimer's, which will allow you to not know who you are and who other people are, and you can forget them all, those are the people that should go get the flu shot. If you hate everything about your life, go get flu shots every year." And that's what I would tell people. The aluminum is super neurotoxic. And if you want to learn more about that, a couple of neurosurgeons wrote a book called Excitotoxins. Go read about it. They teach you all about it.
Russell Blaylock, yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. They'll teach you all about all kinds of toxins, aluminum in shots. They'll teach you about aluminum in soda cans and all over the place. But this stuff is super toxic and leads to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and MS symptoms. Then theirs aren't the only chemicals. Aspartame does it. Monosodium glutamate does it. MSG. They go through a great list of all of those known chemicals known to cause neurological damage. These shots are no different. They're going to do it. So don't take them. There's no benefit whatsoever I can see, even in the world of infections, to get an mRNA shot or vaccine for COVID-19. Zero, nada.
And they're cooking the books at CDC. They admit on their website that they combined pneumonia, influenza, and COVID, call it PIC. And a good article on that is over at Corey'sDigs.com, entitled COVID-19 Part 2, CDC's New PIC, P-I-C, and the Hidden Data by Corey Lynn, November 29th, 2020, and CDC has admits on their website that they suspended, I'll give a quote from, this is CDC's website on the Wayback Machine, let me see if I can pull up the title of this. Well, it's cdc.gov/flu/weekly/overview.htm, which once read, and you can plug in that link on the Wayback Machine at archive.org to find this from, let's see, the date I have archived is January 1st, I think, 2021. So once read, quote, "Due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, this system, the CDC's, will suspend data collection for the 2020-21 influenza season." Now it reads, "The state and territory epidemiologists report a weekly estimate of the geographic spread of influenza activity in each jurisdiction was suspended for the 2020-21 influenza season due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, which impacted the data systems used to generate the estimates. After discussions with public health partners during the summer of 2021, the decision was made to permanently retire the surveillance component due in part to the fact that the systems used to determine the level of spread remain significantly altered. Additionally, it was determined that a measure of geographic spread was not necessary anymore, given the advances of other influenza surveillance system components in recent years. Data for previous seasons will remain available on FluView Interactive," end quote. So that shows how much they care about those more vulnerable to the influenza, like the young. And you might also remember Deborah Birx, which he said on April 17th, 2020. Let me see if maybe I can get this over to the studio. Well, we don't have much time to play it, but I'll quote her. She was the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator at the Coronavirus Task Force briefing April 17th, 2020. And she says, but I want to come back to something that both Dr. Fauci and Dr. Redfield, who's this former CDC director, said, and we covered yesterday. Testing is a part of the exquisite monitoring that needs to occur in partnership with with CDC and state and local governments, utilizing the surveillance systems that are available. What we just talked about, the flu surveillance system, because we no longer have flu and the syndromic respiratory system. That is across the United States, and you can see it's going back to baseline, so that we'll be able to see at the community level any deviation from that baseline, end quote. So, you know, from her quote and from what the CDC says on their website, they're going to community or state level monitoring of influenza. So how much of those statistics are COVID or something else? The CDC doesn't seem to care. And, you know, you hear that on the news is reporting, oh, masks have done such a great job of reducing flu. So thank God for masks. At least they showed some impact on flu. And, well, the CDC wouldn't know if it did or not because they're not monitoring it. And I wanted to lastly mention before we get to Pat and James that, you know, with the T's getting back to T-cell immunity, there's a study that showed that T cell levels, that 50% of blood samples taken between 2015 and 2018, that's 2015 and 2018, before COVID-19, had T cells that reacted to SARS-CoV-2 virus, and that study is published in the British Medical Journal entitled Predictors of Non-Seroconversion After SARS-CoV-2 Infection, published in Emerging Infectious Diseases, September 2021. Yeah, this shows that we already have. A lot of us already have T cell immunity, and let's see. We have. Would you like to comment on that, Dr. Artis, before we get to Pat in Texas? And I see James dropped, so we just have one call on the line.
I'll just tell you, I totally agree with you. That's all you need to know.
All right, Pat in Texas, what is on your mind?
Hello. I just want to comment how you were talking about, well, it's June 2020, I think, that President Trump told people that hydrochloroquine and zinc was the answer. And so immediately they come out telling you that would kill you and all that stuff. And I knew somebody taking it for 10 years for arthritis, but the hydrochloroquine. But it's also, you can make your own. It's called tonic water from the liquor store. It's pretty cheap. But I wouldn't buy anything by that name at Walmart. You'll probably just get some good tasted nothing. And there's recipes on there, you know, to put the, it can be done.
Make it from citrus? You're talking about making hydroxychloroquine from citrus?
Say that again.
Are you talking about making your homemade hydroxychloroquine from citrus?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. It was what they gave the people who built the Panama Canal, I guess, for malaria. They called it gin and tonic, and tonic's too bad to take alone, so they mixed the gin with it. But the point is that it was harmless, but they came out and told you it'd kill you. Well, you know, if you don't get enough, magnesium, you can die too. You can get heart problems and all that. So all you gotta do is soak your feet in Epsom salt. You get plenty of magnesium. Dump it on your plants, and they grow twice as big. So there's a home remedy out there for everything. I told people, you're walking right by there. Why don't you get some? They don't do it. And then they say, my grandkids got COVID. I said, some people don't deserve to live. That's ugly.
Oh, that's cool.
What's going on out there? What's going on out there? And so I don't know what President Trump thinks about anything. But, you know, right away he told people what to do, and it was true. And I just wanted to back you up on that. I did.
Would you think, like a caller or like a commenter on Facebook, are you talking, Pat, about maybe MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, or the, what is
no,
that?
No, I don't do Facebook. I don't know what's
on it. When Trump referred to taking detergents, you know, chlorine dioxide or Miracle Mineral Solution.
Some lady came out and behind her, her name was, her PhD was called PharmaD. Okay, don't trust anything they said. They tell you it'll kill you, forget it, you know, or you take too much or whatever. But, I mean, I'm not saying you can't take too much zinc, okay? You can, but I don't think it's going to kill you. It may give you symptoms that probably you should have had something else. Like I said, if you don't get enough magnesium, you can get fibrillation, heart fibrillation. They got things on the wall in the high schools right now to get out and bring people back to, heart stop pounding because they eat too much pizza. They're too overloaded on calcium. You got to balance the calcium and the magnesium, two calciums for one magnesium. And if you get too much magnesium, you get diarrhea. Well, back off when you get the diarrhea. I don't know. Right. I just thought I'd back you up on that hydrochloroquine and zinc. And also, I wanted to ask you, what about the Philippines? I hear somebody over there was so afraid that to go to the doctor that they let their relatives die of something simple. Hello?
I'm not sure. Yeah, Pat, but I'm not sure what that story is about in the Philippines.
Philippines when he came on.
Dr. Artis?
I don't know about the Philippines either.
Uh-huh. Maybe that was another show. But yeah, you're talking about having defibrillators now in high school, Pat, that now I've seen they have to pass EKGs as part of their physicals. And
on the wall.
And when
I've heard they have them on the wall. Because yeah. People don't eat right. And nobody knows about magnesium, but generally all doctors that everybody knows these days, I think RBN knows.
Yeah, well, it's emergency room drip, or they use it in ambulances as one of the first things for heart patients. Isn't that right, Dr. Otis?
It is true. Magnesium is the number one mineral deficiency on the planet worldwide for all humans. And I'm actually convinced that it's the number one cause for most diseases in the world.
It is. It's about 10 things. It's awful. Leg cramps, all kind of things.
Oh, insomnia, acid reflux, everything heart-related, blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, restless leg syndrome, like you mentioned. Yeah, all of it.
Right. Well, thanks, Pat. We appreciate your comments there. And good point.
Say that about this. They're worried about having enough fertilizer if you have your own backyard or your own patio garden. Magnesium is good fertilizer.
All right, Pat. Thank you. We appreciate that. And also, there is some toxicity I wanted to mention with zinc that can be inflammatory if you don't balance it with copper and iron and magnesium. Morley Robbins, I know Dr. Artis, you're aware of Dr. Morley Robbins' research is excellent research. I haven't seen anywhere else so detailed where he goes into the studies on how to balance those minerals. And so a lot of people might be overdoing the zinc in these recent times and not paying attention to copper. Copper glycinate, Morley says, is good, or bee pollen and beef liver are also good sources for copper. And he talks about the importance of balancing with iron and magnesium as well. So I guess it's important to stay on top of your nutritional blood analysis if you're going to start something new. Check that nutritional blood analysis every 6 months.
And I would just speak to that a little bit, because a lot of people, as there's research coming out and people are talking about minerals and vitamins and supplements, I just want to make sure people are aware. I've never heard ever that someone's death certificate said they died from zinc overdose. Never heard that. I've never heard anybody died from too much magnesium. Never heard it. But I have heard of dehydration. I have heard of liver toxicity from drugs, from dialysis machines, from pharmaceutical drugs. I've heard all that. But when you get into the minerals and vitamins, I'm just going to tell you, zinc right now I've actually looked at zinc studies for the last 4 years very closely. There are tons of research studies proving that 100 milligrams of zinc every day by itself is fine. Zinc tied to selenium is fine. So I don't want people freaking out that when they see the FDA says only 20 to 30 milligrams a day. Do not be concerned about that. I have been recommending nonstop. Everybody should be doing at least 100 milligrams of zinc every day. I know that there are links and studies to confirm that zinc tied to copper, which I love also, is very beneficial. And so, yes, I'm okay that people should have their blood panels drawn, nutritional blood tested. But please don't hesitate to take those things. I think that makes people hesitate. For example, Ryan Cole did a very good job of exposing to the world the idea that vitamin D was protective against all viruses. But then in the same vein, he would talk about the importance of making sure you get your blood drawn and make sure it's okay. That's going to make everybody hesitate to take enough zinc or enough vitamin D because they're going to be afraid they're going to get a toxic load. And it's just, you just should tell people 5,000 to 10,000 IUs of vitamin D is safe for everybody. Just do it. So, and it's going to be preventative. Most people are super deficient in vitamin D, but most of you should be doing 5,000 to 1,000 IUs. Sorry, 5,000 to 10,000 IUs every day. And don't be scared about your blood work. Go get it. Or take your clothes off and go out in the sun for 20 minutes every day and get as much vitamin D from the sun as you can. So please don't be scared that something's going to happen to you because you need to go check your blood work. I think the more we trust to go get things tested to determine if it's a safe value or not is going to be very much deterring to people to trust that they can trust nutrition. And I do think that life should be more simple than this. For example,
not be afraid of something external when we have all the fortitude to take care of it. And we're not going to ever be able to eradicate a zoonotic virus like this. It's never been done before, yet so many people have been deceived into thinking that we're going to. And, you know, no animal vector virus has ever been eliminated. And I know you mentioned on your recent interview with Jonathan Otto that the Zotec COVID shots for animals that Mark Zuckerberg and his wife are behind are running. Well, and I've seen, you know, so many reports like giraffes in zoos and other zoo animals being given human COVID shots and then dying right away. So, you know, they're killing off the animals in this futile attempt to eradicate a disease that we have the ability to take care of.
Yeah. Why aren't they giving, like, glutathione shots and vitamin D shots and vitamin C to these animals? Stop playing around with these vaccines. They're going to be fine.
Yeah. Make sure their nutrition is great.
Yep. Exactly right. And remember the bioweapon, just so y'all know, we know this is gain-of-function testing. We know this is all orchestrated. Remember, the human body has been amazingly resilient overall. Less than 1% of the whole world has died from the results of this bioweapon. That means 99%+ of everybody survived. That's how cool God's immune system was he put inside of you. So just trust in natural immunity. Far better off than the 26.9% of you dying who are Medicare-aged in hospitals with remdesivir.
Right on, Dr. Artis. And lastly, to reinforce what you said, that the AstraZeneca vaccine is genetically modified human embryonic kidney, or HEK293 cells, as well as chimpanzee cells that you've seen in chimpanzee adenovirus vector encoding the SARS-CoV-2 spike glycoprotein. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Artis. We'll look forward to the news that will be breaking soon through Stu Peters. You're always welcome back. Thanks, audience, for tuning in. Take care.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.